You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Kijin Higashibaba. The scope and depth of the opioid epidemic in central New York is almost impossible for many to grasp unless you're an addict or on the front lines. In the next part of our series, WAER's Scott Willis caught up with a longtime paramedic who tells us what makes this crisis so pervasive.
Lon Fricano says he's seen plenty of heroin overdoses during his more than three decades on the job, previously in New York City and as director of operations for TLC Ambulance in Auburn. But he says this is a different animal.
I don't think anybody was ever psychologically, mentally, emotionally, or financially prepared for this epidemic.
Fricano was also president of HEAL, the Heroin Epidemic Action League. He says it's a massive, complex problem that mostly begins, of all places, at a doctor's office.
85% of opiate addicts became addicted to physician-prescribed medications. These are not people who are out there partying and trying to have a good time. Nobody wakes up in the morning who's in their right mind and says, gee, what a beautiful day. Think I'll go for a run, and then I always want to shoot some heroin in my vein. That does not happen. It's a myth.
Fricano says the other 15% are self-medicating to deal with mental health issues.
If you're sliding into the world of drug use to make you feel better, and you cross that bridge where you take something, do you think anybody doesn't know heroin is dangerous? If you're of a mindset that you're willing to try that, you've already got a problem that needs to be addressed.
But he says this is not just any heroin, and the addicts know it. Fricano says the fentanyl we've all heard about is what makes it so much more dangerous.
Drug dealers deliberately make what we call kill bags, where they are much more potent than the normal bag a person would buy. And they do this because in the haze of a drug-addicted mind, when someone overdoses and or dies, others think, oh boy, that guy's got the good stuff. Let's go buy from him. It's a marketing technique.
A technique that might have caused three recent overdoses in Cayuga County. Scott Willis, WAER News.
In the next part of our series, how the life-saving Narcan antidote is a blessing and a curse, and how the drug can cause permanent brain damage. For more on this and other local news stories, go to WAER.org.